This is Soundcheck at 93.9 WNYC, online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. Billy Martin joins me here in our WNYC studio, a member, one-third of the group, Medeski, Martin, and Wood, whom we've been putting on the air here at WNYC for many years now. We're just speaking with Justin Davidson about BAM, and you guys, we did a broadcast of one of your concerts at BAM some years ago. Must have been mid-90s, late-90s, something like
that. Yeah, that's right. I think so.
And back in those days, you were often being referred to as an acid jazz trio, whatever that meant.
Right.
I don't hear that so much these days. It's just trio now, because nobody really seems to know what it is that you're doing.
That's true.
It's a pretty broad, very diverse palette of sounds that the three of you draw on, and a lot of different styles. You each have your own separate entities, and in your case, you've been doing a lot of these turntable sessions.
That's right. Yeah.
There seems to be a real close connection in the contemporary music world between especially percussionists and DJs and people doing sampling and stuff like that. So tell us a little bit about these sessions.
Well, it started last year at Exit Art Gallery with my friend Lee Moore Tomer, who was curating some music there that was coinciding with the exhibits they had. And I did a solo performance with a previous exhibit called Solitudes, and she mentioned the upcoming exhibit was the LP art exhibit, and so I said,
"You mean
great.
Cover art?
Cover art, yeah,
from
exactly.
old LPs. Wow,
right,
okay,
yeah, it was great. It was really very well done, and I had just released a breakbeat record, which is a drum beat record for DJs and for anybody, as far as I'm concerned, to play along with and use, but mostly DJs use them in clubs and to mix other music with. And so we talked about getting some DJs and musicians together to sort of work with that record, but not just exclusively with anything, really, and improvise with other musicians. So I put together four weeks of different featured DJ each performance with several musicians, and they had a duet segment for about 10 to 15 minutes, and then we played together as an ensemble, and that's how it's pretty much evolved.
Well, now this instrument in the background is the Chinese lute, or pipa.
The pipa, yeah, Min Chao Fan. Wonderful.
And she's based here in New York and does a lot of work with contemporary Western musicians. Who's the DJ?
DJ is Val, who was the first time I met her. I never worked with her before, but I heard her over in Europe with another band, Harriet Tubman, and I asked her to do this one. I really didn't know what was going to happen. That's basically how the turntable sessions are. I mean, I have an idea of the chemistry that might come about. But, you know, it's totally open-ended. Really, anything can happen. I don't really hold anybody back, you know, unless they need a little guidance.
Uh-huh. So a millennia-old traditional Asian instrument can just as easily be a part of this as a DJ or a drummer or somebody playing an electronic keyboard.
Exactly.
Here's a little bit from, this is from last year's turntable session?
This summer, at the Bowery Poetry Club, we did another series.
Some music from the turntable sessions, which are, I guess, curated would be a good word, by Billy Martin, my guest, the drummer from Medeski, Martin, and Wood, Min Chao Fen playing the Chinese pipa. Val is the DJ, but, you know, anybody listening to this is going to be saying, where's the DJ? I don't hear the beats. But that's the extent of DJ art these days, is that it can be a lot more than just drum beats.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the point. I mean, I really don't want to have a DJ who's going to just you know, play a, you know, four beats, you know, four bass drum beats on the floor all night. I want music. I want real, you know, I want a whole spectrum of expression.
Mm-hmm. So the sort of arpeggiated bass line here, plus that ambient wash of electronics, both coming off of turntables or CDs, or what's the technology now?
She uses turntables and some other machine. I don't know how she does it, but she sort of finds something and loops it like a sampler.
Okay.
Very musically she does it, because it's not just like necessarily always a consistent, even pattern, which I found, which was really fun to work with.
And that has been, if there's been a knock on DJ culture, it's been a certain predictability and sameness, because you do tend to lock into a groove.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like what you've tried to do is actually kind of play with that expectation and play against type.
Always. Yeah, being a drummer, I mean, I love to play beats, you know, I do. I love to play dance music, really. But there's a whole other side to it, I want people to hear that in
with
DJs in that genre,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever that is.
So now, this was a duo.
Right.
But these turntable sessions can turn into, like, free-for-alls, it seems.
Yeah, basically, it's evolved into the second half of the session, whatever you want to call it, is I get everybody together, all the musicians that, and it's usually three or four of us.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening in this?
Okay.
I mean, is this you...
Yeah,
banging away at the drums.
I'm playing the drums, and then later I'll switch because DJ Olive throws in a rhythmic, electronic rhythmic beat. So I pick up a little toy slide whistle and duck calls and things like that. And that's Marty Ehrlich on the flute, and Matt Moran on vibes. Very minimal on his part on this one, but this was a great session.
And these are great players. I mean, Matt Moran, Marty Ehrlich, two of the top
musicians. Definitely. Oh, we had a great time. I mean, this session could be a whole record, this whole gig we did. I'm glad I recorded it.
Yeah. So let's hear a little bit. This, I guess there's no title for any of these.
I'm not sure I came up with a title for this one yet.
How about Song for John?
Why not?
Here it is on Soundcheck. From the turntable sessions that Billy Martin curates, an ensemble here, there's often a bit of cognitive dissonance with what you're hearing and what you're seeing, Billy, because we're hearing what sounds like a singer, but there was no singer in the session.
No, not on this one.
So this is just a sampled tape that DJ Olive is inserting into the mix.
Exactly, yeah, he's mixing it in. I don't know where it's from, but she's beautiful. And I just want to mention that, you know, I curate these with Lee Mortomer, who's really helps me get some of these musicians who I've never met, and so it's really a great... We're cohorts in this.
Yeah. Well, now, you've been on the music scene here in New York for many years, as we mentioned earlier, and it's no matter how many years you're here, there are still great musicians, people on the order of a Marty Ehrlich or a Matt Moran, who you just haven't had a chance to cross paths with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So when that happens... The tape is always rolling? Is that how you guys are working these days?
No, it's not. I try to, if I can afford to get a good, you know, someone to come in and do the right, you know, record it the right way, I do it. But not always. I'm not always concerned with trying to capture every little thing. I mean, you know, our audience, we have tape, you know, I have a following from MMW following. There's all these tape heads, you know, they come in and tape the show. And
it's like Deadheads. You know, they follow you around with VW microvans and swap tapes and stuff.
Exactly, which is great. But I like to get my people in and at least get 8 tracks so I can play with that.
Right.
And actually, which on the next this next piece, Sleep Talker, which is from a record I produced called Drop the Needle. We did that. I remixed this duet with John Medeski and DJ Olive, and I added some things. I added some turntables myself. My son, 1-year-old son's speaking in tongues, and my wife and myself. We all did some things in the background and created this piece. And this is my hip hop record. Uh-huh. I've always wanted to do something like this. I grew up listening to hip hop, so this is. This is the first record that I've actually been able to produce and collaborate with other people to create this record.
But for the most part, Drop the Needle, as I understand it, is your stuff that you sent out to people, and then they sent you back what they had done with or to your initial breakbeats.
Exactly. It started with the breakbeat record, and then I asked people to send me any ideas they had. And it went back and forth, and it turned out to be a great record. I'm very happy, and it's a great way to collaborate. I mean, a lot of these people I haven't even met.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, this is a whole new kind of artistic, of creative collaboration that's made possible by the current technology.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, with my lifestyle, touring around and not being able to really do sessions with people and see how we can work together, it's kind of cool getting a tape from maybe some geek out of his garage, you know, who's really... a genius, you know. Yeah. So it's I've met some really talented kids, and
this one is you.
This is I remixed Medeski and Olive from last year's turntable session. So it's me and them. We're collaborating together.
All right. The piece is called Sleep Talker. Kinds of noises in there from Billy Martin and friends. The album is called Drop the Needle, and this is Sleep Talker, which again is Billy, something that you did with your longtime cohort John Medeski. He and DJ Olive did the original tape, and then you've built something around it. And I guess the CD is just, what, it's out for a week or so, right? We just got it pretty recently here.
Yeah, it's pretty fresh, yeah.
So the Drop the Needle record release party is tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Tonic, and Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and various musical friends will all be gathering at Tonic on the Lower East Side tomorrow night at 8. Tonic's at 107 Norfolk Street, and if you'd like information, you can get it online at tonic107.com or on the events page of our website at wnyc.org. And Medeski, Martin, and Wood, the three of you will be performing?
No, we won't. It's going to be another band, which is really consists of DJ Logic and Melvin Gibbs, Shelly Hirsch, Min Chao Fen, Ciro Baptista, and other guests who appeared on the record will come up. And we're just going to do a turntable session celebration of the record.
Great.
So it's going to be another improvising situation, probably a little bit more on the groove tip.
Right.
But because this record being that. But we'll have our moments, too, of maybe duets and collective, who knows.
Okay. And MMW on the road again at some point soon?
Yeah, we're going to Europe Sunday. We'll be in Europe for a week and a half, and we'll be back here.
Don't sound so excited about it.
We'll be back here. We're playing a Halloween show at Hammerstein Ballroom.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. All right. Billy Martin from Medeski, Martin, and Wood. The new CD is called Drop the Needle.